Knee deep in the Pacific. 20 years ago, my father described a picture he'd taken in Korea. The forests burning, the crackling of gunfire, like branches popping in the wind. He did not want to forget the day so many friends had died, but he had forgotten the film, left it to burn in the pocket of his uniform, in a fire meant to kill lice and disease. Now he sees things he can't describe, no picture to show or explain. 30 years after Korea, he liked to split wood for days alone, and he would try to answer questions of a 10-year-old son, wanting to give something I could hold on to when he was gone. Now I return this Christmas from years away, and he is old, and thinks he will take me clamming once, one thing he has never shown me. He describes clams as big as my forearm as we drive onto the sand and as we wade out into the ocean. But my father has forgotten the lantern, and the sun has just set. The roiling water calm for a moment, the sand darkening like a blackened highway. Our jackets flap in the wind, our knees bend against the drawing surf. He purses his lips and shakes his head, saying, without words for the 100th time, he has forgotten. So when we can no longer see our truck or our feet beneath us, we still stand in the ocean. A city of lights scatters along the surf break, men, families, all waiting for the surf to recede, so they can begin searching this darkness for life.